He's head coach of the Cedar Ridge Bruins football team. They have a big one with North Fork tonight. Craig Cerise joins us. Craig, I appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Your team coming off a really impressive win. You take out Olathe with a 42-0 victory in that one. And that big second quarter was where you really were able to get separation with Olathe, the 28-point second quarter. Luke Maxey, another outstanding game, a couple of touchdown passes for Luke in that one. But your team, like I said, really took care of matters in that second quarter, the huge offensive explosion.
Yeah, Olathe did a good job at the beginning of the game, kind of using up as much of the clock as they could, and you know, it seemed like the first quarter was done, and you know, pretty fast. And we got down there, turned the ball over, unfortunately, but these kids do a good job of bouncing back from that. And then we really got going in the second quarter, like you said, and started playing a little bit cleaner game, I guess.
Said Luke with another really good game throwing the football for you. Brady Cooper caught a touchdown pass. Logan Tullis caught one as well. But the running game was very effective. Ethan Toothaker, he made the most out of just the five carries that he had. He averaged 14.5 yards per carry, 73 yards, two touchdowns. A really good night for your sophomore running back.
Yeah, for sure. He's really coming on. Seth had a good night, too. Olathe did a good job of kind of, you know, they like to blitz a lot, and so the linemen were coming off talking a lot about adjustments and stuff like that. But, yeah, Toothaker for sure had some explosive runs and big runs, and we hope that we can keep building off that and keep that going for tonight and the rest of the season.
And like you said, Seth Phillips, your senior running back, 7 carries, 76 yards. So he was a really nice compliment to go along with what Ethan Toothaker did in the ground game. Cedar Ridge now 3-1, 1-0 in the 1A League One. And it's North Fork tonight, huge rivalry game with North Fork. And for North Fork, they're 1-2 right now. They're trying to regroup a little bit after they opened up with that loss to Meeker to start out the season. But you know that there's bragging rights at stake here, Craig, and a lot of emotion tonight at your place when you host the North Fork Miners.
Yeah, for sure. It's gonna be a good test for us to see where we stand kind of at this moment. Win, lose, or draw, it doesn't make or break the season, but the kids are, you know, really getting their mind right and set for it. I know they've played three tough games, we know they're going to be ready. Our kids, I believe, are really pumped up and ready for the game and want to go out there and prove that we're a different team this year.
Cedar Ridge Bruins head football coach Craig Cerise with us on the team today. And when you look at North Fork, which was a top 10 team earlier on the season and a team that had a nice run in the postseason last year, Hunter Moreno, their quarterback, is a guy that makes a lot of things happen in terms of his ability to throw the football and also a guy that can run the football a little bit as well. 96 yards and a touchdown on the ground through the air, 309 and a couple of touchdowns this season. Moreno, a guy that your defense will have to keep an eye on tonight because he is certainly a dual threat kind of player.
Yeah, for sure. He's an athletic kid. He's a quick kid. I think it shows he's a smart kid, leads their team. You know, you can tell he's a team player. He's going to do what's best for their team, whatever it takes. And so we're going to have our hands full keeping track of him and his running and passing, you know, whether it's to his brother, whether it's handing off to their big fullback kid. We just know, you know, Coach Hintz has done a good job there. They obviously lost a lot of kids, but they've built it into a football program where it's like expected the next kid step in and they're going to be competitive every year and stuff. So, yeah, defensively, we definitely have had to put a lot of time in this week preparing for them.
Cedar Ridge Bruins football coach Craig Cerise with us on the team today. You kind of referenced Lane Allen, their big fullback, 206 yards averages 6.9 yards per carry. He has not gotten to the end zone this season, and you're hoping that trend continues tonight to keep him out of the end zone. But what makes Lane Allen in that running game for the Miners so tough, Craig?
Well, you know, obviously he's a big kid, and if we don't hit this kid low, it's going to be a long night possibly for us. But they still got some guys up front that make it, you know, it's not exactly going to be easy just to get through them to the fullback to get to Allen. But if he gets a head full of steam going downfield, he's going to be even harder to take down. And I just think, you know, his size, his work ethic, his, you know, just the way he plays makes it a challenge. So it's going to take a team effort and, you know, not a lot of single tackles, you know, everybody getting to the ball to make sure we can bring him down and slow him down.
On defense, what are the challenges that the Miners pose you there?
You know, they run a lot of formations, so you're having to prepare for a lot of that. But I think it's going to be the run game and their guys up front versus our guys up front on the defensive side and trying to limit them. I'd like to say stop them, but I think that would be in a perfect world, and probably in a game like this, you're not just going to stop them, but at least slow them down and make them, you know, more predictable, like pass downs and stuff like that. So it's going to be real key on can we stop the run game or slow it down.
And look, this is a stretch where there's no rest for your football team. You have North Fork, big rivalry game, important game tonight, and then you get them at your place next week. But then you have Meeker, and so two very pivotal games for you, Craig, and your Bruins football team, and in quest of winning a league championship.
Yeah, and I think that's the key thing is, you know, we got to take care of tonight and then worry about next week. But we obviously everybody knows it. The league's pretty tough league to be in, and so every night almost league opponent wise, you're going to have a fight ahead of you, and we're just trying to get back into being competitive in the league, and we know it starts tonight, and it could make a, you know, a big statement for us or propel us forward to the next game and beyond that. So I think the kids know, obviously, the ramifications, and I think they got the right mindset and mentality to go out there and try to get it done tonight.
All right, should be a day.